Following a brief illness, Ruth Henderson, 84, died at her home on Hunt Hill Farm in New Milford, Connecticut, Tuesday. A dedicated supporter of the arts, culture, and open space, Ruth and her late husband, Skitch, a musician and former Tonight Show band leader, formed the New York Pops Orchestra in 1983. Ruth served as its president up until her death. Together, the Hendersons established The Silo, a gourmet kitchenware store, cooking school, and art gallery on the 300-year-old Hunt Hill Farm they moved to in 1968. The store was the first place Leba Furman, now executive director of the Hunt Hill Farm Trust, visited when she moved to New Milford.
And we walked in the door, and there was Ruth Henderson standing right in the store, working, you know, putting things away in order on the shelves. And as we walked in, she turned and gave us a great smile and started, you know, talking with us. And 30 years later, you know, I've talked to Ruth all the time. She's just always been there.
Henderson was born in Germany in 1930 and moved to the United States in 1951. She and Skitch married in 1958. The couple owned and operated restaurants stretching from New York City down to the Virgin Islands starting in the 1960s. Their son, Hans Henderson.
She very much had the effects of living in wartime Europe and all of those, you know. So she saw the world as a very uncertain place where you had to work very hard just to be sure of your survival, and she never let up on that her whole life.
The Hendersons were also dedicated conservationists. They worked to permanently preserve the 130 acres of Hunt Hill Farm and list 10 of the property's buildings on the National Register of Historic Places. In 2003, they established the nonprofit Hunt Hill Farm Trust, an affiliate of the Smithsonian Institute. Here's Hans.
My mom was originally German, as you know, and those two cultures are very similar in that whole work ethic and, you know, striving to make the next generation better off than what you had yourself.
Furman, who served as New Milford's mayor from 1991 till 1995, says Henderson took the causes and people of Litchfield County into her heart and was willing to lend a helping hand at the drop of a hat.
She understood how people connected, how organizations connected, and how you just really, you know, need everybody to work together for common causes.
Furman says you can call just about any phone in New Milford, and the person on the other end of the line will be able to tell you a different legacy Henderson was able to leave. And the marks the Hendersons made extend beyond Litchfield County lines.
They were citizens of the world. You know, I'm sitting here right now looking at pictures, and you know, there they are with President Clinton, with George Bush, the Kennedy Center honors. You know, I mean, they've just been everywhere. I'm looking at a picture here of Skitch and Harry Truman. They just really experienced life, and they enjoyed life.
The Hendersons are survived by their son Hans, daughter Heidi, 6 grandchildren, and 4 great-grandchildren. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.